Welcome to the Nebraska Family Alliance Daily Spotlight, where we discuss important issues impacting family, freedom, and life at the intersection of faith, government, and culture. Here's your host, Karen Boland.
James Godtree, Vice President of Public Policy with the James Dobson Family Institute, joins me today, our final day, to discuss the issue of transgender participation in sports and the difference between men and women biologically. But James, today I want to go personal. There may be a listener who actually has a loved one, has a family member that's really struggling with their identity. And maybe they truly, what we would call in the psychological field, gender dysphoria. Does the Dobson Family Institute have resources available to help these family members?
We do. We have resources and we have other ministries that we can connect you with. The best thing for those individuals to do is to visit our website at drjamesdobson.org and to connect with us, you know, reach out, email us, send us a message, search for some of our resources like Are Boys and Girls Really That Different or The Differences Between Husbands and Wives. But reach out to us. Let us help connect you with the resources that you need to support those family members or those friends.
Well, I know you and I can share about people that we know that have powerful testimonies, who God has changed from the inside out, and they really embrace their biology. What would you say to a mom or a dad whose heart is broken right now because they have a child who is struggling?
I would tell them, don't lose hope. Our God is a God for whom miracles are routine. And he has truth to offer us, and he has comfort to offer us even in those hard times. So just keep going, but don't go it alone. Contact the Nebraska Family Alliance. Contact us at drjamesdobson.org. Let us help walk with you through this.
I want to say a big amen, James. I thank you for taking the time to be with us all week and discuss a difficult issue. Don't lose hope and be courageous. Let's stand for truth in the public square. Thank you, James, for joining us on the Daily Spotlight.
Thank you, Karen.